What if you could accelerate the discovery of a new high-performance alloy or a next-generation battery material by a factor of 100? Not in 10 years, but in less than 2 months. That's not science fiction. According to the U.S. National Science Foundation, it's the goal of a new, nationwide network of AI-driven laboratories, and it's happening right now. The race for the next generation of materials is on, and it's being run at an entirely new speed. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, it's all about the physical world. For years, we've seen AI transform software, but now it's hitting the factory floor and the research lab with incredible force. We're seeing a massive, coordinated push, particularly from the U.S., to use AI and robotics to invent the materials of the future, faster than ever thought possible.
That's right, Susie. The headline event is a $380 million investment by the U.S. National Science Foundation to create a national network of what they're calling self-driving labs. This isn't just one announcement, it's a tidal wave of strategic funding, and the implications for manufacturing and global supply chains are profound.
Okay, Troy, let's start there. $380 million is a huge number. What is a self-driving lab, and what is this national network actually trying to achieve?
Think of a lab where an AI designs an experiment, a robot carries it out, and the results are instantly fed back to the AI, which then designs the next, smarter experiment. This happens 24/7 without human intervention. The NSF is funding at least 20 of these hubs across the country. We saw a flurry of grants announced around July 23rd. $20 million for the Athena Lab at the University of Tennessee, another $20 million for the Speed Lab at NC State, and $19.9 million for the Readiness Project at Rice University, just to name a few.
So this isn't just theoretical. These are real labs being built right now. You have Johns Hopkins focusing on materials for extreme conditions, Boston University on biotech, and UCSB on polymers. What's the strategic goal here?
The stated goal is to accelerate materials discovery by 100 to 1,000 times. This is a direct response to the long, expensive R&D cycles that have defined material science for a century. The U.S. is creating a national infrastructure to rapidly invent and manufacture the next generation of electronic, quantum, and energy materials. It's a clear move to establish a dominant position in foundational technologies for the coming decades.
What does this fire hose of public funding mean for U.S. and European manufacturers? Is this a threat or an opportunity?
It's both. For U.S. manufacturers, it's a massive opportunity. These labs, like Penn State's project to cut 2D material development from months to under a week, are designed to collaborate with industry. European manufacturers, however, face a new competitive threat. The U.S. is about to dramatically shorten its innovation cycle for high-performance materials. If a European company takes 5 years to develop a new polymer, their American competitor using this network might do it in 6 months.
And for trading companies and distributors, how do you prepare for a market that's moving 100 times faster?
The key is intelligence and partnerships. Sourcing strategies need to become much more dynamic. Western trading firms should be mapping this network now. Identify which labs specialize in materials relevant to your clients, be it catalysts, DNA-based materials from Duke's Genesis Project, or bio-inspired materials from CUNY's AI Biome Lab. The first companies to secure supply of these novel materials will have a significant market advantage.
So, what's the immediate actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
Don't wait. Assign a team to engage with this network. The labs are designed for collaboration. For a relatively small investment, a U.S. or European company can gain access to an R&D platform that would cost billions to build. This is the moment to explore pilot programs to solve a specific material challenge you're facing, whether it's lightweighting, thermal management, or battery performance.
Troy, you mentioned these labs use AI to design new materials. That sounds incredibly complex. What is the core technology that's actually making this acceleration possible? Is it just about faster robots?
The robots are just the hands. The brain is a technology called Machine Learning Interatomic Potentials, or MLIPs. This is the real revolution at the atomic level.
Okay, you can't just leave a term like Machine Learning Interatomic Potentials hanging there. Break that down for us.
Of course. To design a new material, you need to simulate how atoms will interact. The gold standard for accuracy is a quantum mechanics calculation called density functional theory, or DFT. It's incredibly precise, but also incredibly slow. Simulating even a few hundred atoms can take weeks. MLIPs are AI models trained on that high-quality DFT data. They learn the fundamental physics, allowing them to predict atomic forces with nearly the same accuracy, but millions of times faster.
So it's like having a quantum physics expert that works at supercomputer speed.
Exactly, and we're seeing this technology mature rapidly. A review from July 27th highlighted the rise of pre-trained foundation models for atoms, much like we have for language. And research from July 31st shows that iterative fine-tuning can make these models even more accurate for specific tasks, like designing electrolytes for sodium-ion batteries, as a study from ACS Publications showed on July 26th.
How is this showing up in the market? I see a note here about a major private funding round.
Yes, Cusp AI, a generative AI platform for materials, just closed a $450 million Series B round. This shows significant private sector confidence. And it's not just startups. An announcement on July 27th revealed a major collaboration between NVIDIA and Applied Materials. They are using this exact type of GPU accelerated simulation to speed up semiconductor materials engineering by up to 55 times. Forbes reported similar gains from Lam Research, speeding up their chamber simulations by 35x.
So for US and European manufacturers, this isn't just a lab curiosity. This is being deployed by the biggest players in critical sectors like semiconductors.
Precisely. This means the tools to design bespoke materials are becoming accessible. A European automotive firm could use generative AI, as one study showed, to design a high-energy material with a specific combustion profile, reducing design time by up to 95%. A U.S. aerospace company could design a new alloy that is stable at extreme temperatures without ever melting a physical sample. This fundamentally changes the economics of innovation.
What should trading companies and distributors be watching for?
They need to watch for the emergence of designer materials as a category. Instead of just sourcing off-the-shelf polymers or metals, their clients will start demanding materials with very specific, computationally designed properties. This requires a deeper technical understanding of the supply chain. Distributors who can speak this new language of AI-driven material specifications will be invaluable.
And the final actionable takeaway for executives on this?
It's time to invest in computational talent. Your R&D team needs data scientists and simulation experts who understand MLIPs and generative design. The competitive advantage will no longer be just in your physical labs, but in your ability to run more intelligent virtual experiments than your competition. The companies that master this in silico design process will lead their industries.
Let's bring it all together, Troy. It's been a massive week for the future of physical products. What are the three key takeaways our listeners should be focusing on?
First, the United States is making a strategic, large-scale public investment to dominate the future of advanced materials. The $380 million NSF network is an industrial strategy move designed to create a domestic ecosystem that can out-innovate global competitors.
Second,
the underlying technology, particularly machine learning interatomic potentials, or MLIPs, is mature and being deployed now. This isn't a future promise. Companies like NVIDIA, Applied Materials, and venture-backed startups like Cusp AI are already commercializing this speed advantage in the critical semiconductor sector.
And the final, most important takeaway?
The pace of innovation in the physical world is accelerating by orders of magnitude. The 10-year R&D cycle is collapsing to months or even weeks. This requires an immediate strategic response. Western executives must reevaluate their R&D budgets, supply chain strategies, and talent acquisition to compete in a world where new materials can be designed, tested, and validated almost entirely by AI.
A fundamental shift in the speed of innovation. That's a powerful note to end on. Troy, thank you for your analysis.
My pleasure, Susie.
That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence. Join us next week for your next strategic briefing. To make sure you don't miss it, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, thank you for listening.